Our relationships have the potential to make us great or mar us. On Brojit Lifestyle, Joseph Dinwoke shares practical wisdom that could help you have fruitful relationship with the people in your circle. Welcome to today's episode.
In the last episode, I explained to you why you need to define your relationship. The other thing I said I'm going to talk next is there are times people know they have to define their relationship. They know it's important. They know where they are headed, what's going on between them and a guy or a girl. But they're just reluctant in doing this. Many times it's because they have fears in their heart that's keeping them from being able to walk up to a girl and tell the girl, we have been going like this and going like that. We have been doing this and doing that. Where exactly is this whole thing leading us to? There are also times where a young lady has fears in her, which is keeping her from actually walking up to a guy that has been giving her all kinds of signals. Signals as much as buying her smartphone, mentioning her name on Facebook, writing very long love letter for her on Facebook, and doing all of those things. Now, they have all of these signals getting, but they can't just walk up to the guy and say, bros, I beg, wait. Where is all this is getting to? Where is it leading to? Do we have something going on or not? You see, I said earlier that why you can't just assume that the fact that a guy is being nice to you like that means he's in a relationship with you is because there are normal Christian guys, very good guys that can do good things to you, show kind gestures, and there's nothing attached to it. It's just that's just who they are. That's just the way they are. Yes, they will tell you there's nothing. Yes, they'll just tell you like that. And so you can't just settle down and assume you have something with someone just because they are nice to you, because they do you good things, and they are generally friendly persons. That's not a sign that the person is really in a relationship with you. If you are just listening to only this, I want you to listen to the previous episodes of this series, Defining Your Relationship. There's one I have explained how to define your relationship. When you have things like that, please take that step to define your relationship. My focus today is to help you. If actually you want to define your relationship, but you have this fear in you that has kept you from defining your relationship. Now, here's the thing I found out for the guys. A lot of times why they find it difficult to define their relationship is that they have concerns about commitment. Yes, for most guys, it's difficult to commit. They have one or two reasons why they don't want to commit. Sometimes it's fear of, what if this person is not the right person? What if it's not good enough? And you know they have concerns like this and all of that. What if we commit to this person and she turns out to be a bad girl with all the things? Some people have bad mothers, so they don't want to marry ladies that are like their mothers. So they have all of these concerns and cares, worries playing in their head. Therefore, they are finding it difficult to define a relationship with people who they are close to. Here's what I want to tell you. The way life works is that you are not going to find the perfect person to marry. There is a person who doesn't have one fault, who doesn't have one flaw, who everything she does is perfect, trim, and proper. You're not going to find something like that. What happens in life is that you can find people you can work with, people you have common grounds with, people you know you can work with, irrespective of your flaws, deficiencies, and weaknesses, and differences in ideology. There are people like that you can find. So if your fear is that this person may just not be the right person, or everything may not be perfect with the person, please, you don't have a valid fear. There is nobody you are going to find that everything is going to be perfect. What I have found out in life is that when you make a commitment for a relationship to work, you will start getting ideas in your head on how to make that relationship work. Yes, that's what I have found. People will quarrel, you settle your quarrel, reconcile, and go on when you know you are not going anywhere. Brojit B and I, those days when I first told her, when I told her, babe, I want to marry you and all of that, told me something. So she said, I hope you know we're not playing here and it's not this boyfriend girlfriend thing. I said, I don't know about boyfriend girlfriend anything, but I want to marry you. So we got started, and because of that, from day one, we know we are not testing, we are not checking whether we can marry or not. We have made up our mind to marry. So this is what happens. Of course, those early days we quarrel. There's one or two quarrels we quarrel those early days. I felt like, man, this thing is over, but we still reconciled. And then one of those days I told her, let's do this. We came to that point where we just said, I'm not going anywhere. Yes, one of those sent me a message saying, I'm annoying you, have vexed me and all of that. But you know, I just know overall that it makes sense, I should marry you. And me, the same thing. She can be very, very annoying for that matter. In fact, there was one she did, I was wondering, like, God, how did I, God, what exactly happened? Now, things like that happen. But you see, what I found out that it's just a reflection of our imperfection, or the reflection of our differences in ideology. In fact, a lot of times I found out that those differences, those quarrel things, are just things like, there's the kind of person I am. I'm more driven than her. Let me not say I'm not driven than her, but I'm the kind of person driven. Let me use that word. I'm more driven. Like, she takes things easy, I don't take it easy. I take it hard, like, go hard to get what you want.
And because of that, sometimes she appears as if she's slow, and sometimes she thinks I'm taking things too far and too serious. So those are times, but of course, with time, we start harmonizing it. Why I'm just giving these instances to help you understand something. The person is not going to be perfect from day one. So if your problem is about that the person may not be perfect, please take that one off your head. You're not going to find any perfect person anywhere. What you can find is there are important things that matter. You can find sufficient information about the person, knowing the person enough to determine the kind of action the person can take, the decisions he can take, the kind of results or actions and steps you can see in him in future. That is what you need before you make a commitment to a guy or a girl. So if your fear about defining your relationship is about commitment, please understand that that is not the fear. And again, if you're concerned about making commitment because you have other people you are thinking, you are checking with this person, maybe this person is richer and all of that. My sister, you can't count on somebody who has not talked to you. If somebody is hanging around you but has not said anything, he has not said anything. So what you do is that you make your decision based on the person who has talked. And if there's someone else that you think you prefer but has not said anything, you can go to him and ask him, what exactly are you saying? There's nothing about defining your relationship for you as a lady is that sometimes you are the one that have to make the move. The guy is not interested in defining a relationship. He's okay with the way people are just playing. Nobody knows where anybody is standing. People are just going. And for him, he finds it easy and convenient because it takes away the burden of commitment from him. But you as a lady knows that if somebody continues wasting your time like that, or keep you like that, keep you hanging, keep giving you the impression that something is going on when it's not going on, now you go suffer the thing will pass. So it's your duty to actually walk up to the person. Now, when you want to walk up the person, you may have this fear that what if this person thinks you are desperate? That is what he can think. But the fear of thinking that you are desperate is less compared to the fear that you actually may be thinking you are in a relationship when you are just on your own. And to avoid him thinking you to be desperate, follow the step I gave you in the podcast titled How to Define Your Relationship. Start with watching for clues. If you see clues that he actually has something for you, then you start to find out if he really has something. Then when with your style you find out that really he has something, the next thing is to make commitment. Then you can walk up to him and ask him the question point blank. Bros, where is this whole thing leading us to? Where are we? So hell will not fall loose if you go to define your relationship and he says no. If he says no, he has said no. If she says no, she has said no. You see, my guys, many times the problem we have is that we think the girl is not going to say yes. You think the girl has other people around her. You think you're not good enough. Sometimes what a girl is looking for is not what you think she's looking for. Sometimes your money doesn't move her. What moves her is the fact that you're a very genuine person. You are broke. You tell her you are broke. You don't pretend to have what you don't have. That sincerity may be all that makes a girl like you. So if your fear is that, oh, what if I go and she says no? If she says no, what will happen? Will you die because she said no? If she said no, you know what you go? You go another place. Pastor Baki used to say something jokingly. He said, if they are persecuted in one city, that is with the one girl, move to the next. It's as simple as that. You can't keep waiting for somebody who hasn't said anything or who live your life stranded. Do you understand that? So hell will not fall loose, so go talk to the person. He's free to misjudge you. He can say you are desperate. She can say all of those things, but please, I understand it can be painful, it can be annoying, it can be frustrating and embarrassing. And it may take you months or even years to clear that shame from you. But here's what happens. That shame will eventually leave, but here's even the bigger shame it will save you from. The shame of thinking you have something with a guy, when in reality the guy doesn't even know you exist. I mean, what can be more shameful than that one? What can be more shameful than that one? So what I'm saying in essence is that you make up your mind that, I will go to talk to this person. He can go ahead. He can misjudge me. He can misinterpret what I said and put it in whichever way he chooses to. But the point is that I am going to define this relationship because I can't live on assumptions. The point I've made about conquering fears of defining your relationship is this. If your fear is that what if this person is not perfect or something, understand nobody is perfect. If your fear is that what if he's turned out to be your father, find out whether he has the traits that can produce the kind of lifestyle that your father has. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can ask him, talk with him, interact with him. That's where you can reveal or you can discover exactly who the kind of person he is and know whether I should make a commitment to him or not. And for you, a guy, please make the commitment. You don't have to make all the money in the whole world before you talk to her. Don't keep her waiting for no reason. You may be wasting time like that and another person will come and collect her. Now, of course, this doesn't apply in all cases, but I believe that if God keeps something for you, it's for you. But if God can keep something for you and you don't want to collect it, another person will collect. So go do the needful. Go talk to her. Explain yourself to her. Let her know what you want. Let her know where you stand. If she says no, if she has said no, and if she's ready to wait for you while you gather the money for you to do wedding or the marriage ceremony, please, she will not wait for you. But for now, you can't leave her hanging. You can't count on her. You can't hold on to her. You can't expect. You can't imagine you will have anything. Because you haven't said anything. So what you do today is this. Please go define the relationship. Conquer the fear that's keeping you from defining your relationship and apply what I taught you in the previous episode of this series to define your relationship. I hope you understand that. Now, here's what happens. When you define your relationship or seek to define your relationship, three things are likely to happen. It's either you will bond together in that, okay, you can find out that where you will have something for each other, or you become just friends, which means you find out that there's not really nothing, so you are best just friends, or you break up. I mean, the person feels vexed like, is it because I'm just nice to you, now think we'll have something? People can vex like that, and I mean, you will just break up. Whichever one happens, I want to show you how to face each of these realities. How do you handle them? That is what I'm going to share with you in the next episode. For now, please conquer the fear keeping you from defining your relationship and define your relationship so you can live above the problem, the wahala, the trouble that comes with having undefined relationship.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Brogid Lifestyle. For more episodes, visit brogid.com/lifestyle. For quick tips we share on lifestyle every Friday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brogid World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending lifestyle to 0810-550-4664.